Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Paul Kayada. Tom, there are other efforts at GSA to cut through the arcane and imposing federal acquisition rules as well. What can you tell us about the development of what you referred to before as TurboFAR, and how does this effort seek to make FAR simple?
Sure. Well, I mentioned CAP and the category hallways that we're partnering with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy to stand up government-wide. And that's the start of a vision to develop tools that we can help develop to make the FAR easier to navigate. So what we hope to see in CAP in the future, analytics as a service would be an example. Analytics as a service will empower the customer to make the informed purchases for their organization, help buyers fully utilize the broad spectrum of tools, data sources, methods, and subject matter expertise that CAP will provide. It will leverage acquisition expertise, interagency perspective and skills, and the buying power across government to procure analytic solutions. This will consolidate current disparate procurement structures and approaches into one government-wide resource and government-wide shared platform. You mentioned TurboFAR. We think of how much easier it would be for all of us to navigate a complex tax code. We see that through the use of TurboTax. TurboFAR will provide the same type of assistance for compliance with the FAR. Be expert decision support, prescriptive analytics, and acquisition lifecycle process management to help the acquisition practitioners navigate the federal acquisition regulations just as TurboTax has done for taxpayers working through complex tax regulations. We think TurboFAR can also support communities to share good practices, converge on federal-wide requirements, manage role-based contracting processes, make pricing, terms, and conditions at the contract and transaction levels available to all acquisition professionals.
Competition, they say, fuels savings. So to that end, how is GSA using reverse auctions to drive savings through competition? How has it worked so far, and are there any plans to expand the program for reverse auctions?
Sure. Competition is at the center of how federal procurement is to be conducted, right? There's a bias toward competition. That's a good thing. Reverse auctions, to me, is a tool we're developing. It's a GSA tool we're developing to support buyers in how they price contracts. It's a pricing tool. Mm-hmm. So we've had some great success so far. We're seeing savings in price, cost, and the time for agencies using GSA's reverse auction platform. Price, when compared to independent government cost estimates, the reverse auction users are saving about 7%. Cost, commercially provided reverse auction service fees range from about 1% to 3%. There is no additional cost charge for using the platform GSA has when it's used against GSA schedule products and multiple award schedules. Purchase and time, we think reverse auction saves buyers about 8 hours per action. Processing times are reduced on low price, technically acceptable auctions because bids can be posted for less than 30 days, provided multiple bids are received and only the low bidder needs to be evaluated for technical acceptability. We did more than 33 million in auctions in fiscal 14. GSA is also signing strategic agreements with multiple agencies to further increase utilization. We are expanding beyond GSA contracts. We have loaded one agency's blanket purchasing agreement and another's multiple award contracts on the platform as part of a pilot. We're also amassing some of the valuable Level 3 transactional data our customers will be able to take advantage of. And usage and sales through last August, we had 21 agencies supported. Small business utilization was really an astounding 90-plus percent. Total government cost estimates through it, approaching $10 million. Total awards, just under $9 million. Total savings, $750,000 for almost approaching 8% savings.
So as a follow-up, do you see any, are there any challenges in optimizing the advantage to this? And are you looking to the private sector at all as a way to look for some best practices in that area?
Yeah, very much. We talked a lot about the idea of the category hallways. And in the first instance, we're setting those up. Again, we want to bring up 17. We're partnering with OMB to develop these government-wide, and there may be 10 that go government-wide. In the first instance, it's going to be accessible by the acquisition community. We, over time, want to develop a view for industry to be able to have a view of the categories. And I would suggest whenever we're doing a sourcing strategy within one of those categories, we certainly very much want to hear from, obviously, customer, but very much industry. And if you look at how we conducted the OASIS contract awards, I think most folks would agree an unprecedented level of interaction with industry to get their thoughts. So I think any of the sourcing strategies within these hallways, we very, very much want to hear from industry.
Shifting gears a bit, ensuring that the government's IT networks are secure continues to be a critical priority. What are you doing in the area of cybersecurity, making accessible various products and services that government executives may be able to utilize in defending against cyber attacks?
Very, very important, obviously. We've been working in direct partnership with the Department of Homeland Security on CDM and CMAS program, right? Security of our infrastructure, while DHS is the agency with the category expertise on cybersecurity. They recognized that FAS was the agency they needed to lean on for the acquisition support to carry out their mission. So we did just that, and we're pleased to partner with DHS. CDM and CMAS program is one option. We have many other solutions in place for customer agencies to access the industry expertise that is available to help them defend against cyber attacks, and I can just mention some. Schedule 70, right? We have government-wide acquisition contracts in place, and then you mentioned earlier the networks vehicles.
So, Tom, how are you at FAST using or leveraging analytics to improve, not only improve your services and the quality of your services, but perhaps to also identify new customers and new services?
Analytics are important. I mean, anywhere you look these days, you hear the expression big data. Data is very, very important. I would suggest the federal procurement community is sitting on some of the richest procurement data available anywhere on the planet. We want to find ways to make that data acceptable and make that data become information. And from information, we can better support our customers. So where we're headed in FAST is we're very much focused on doing more to help our agencies save time and money. We need to listen to the voice of the customer. We want to engage industry. We want to unlock the potential of this data, make it information, and turn that information into the ability to understand it, see the patterns, and better support our customers' procurement needs by exploiting that data. I mentioned just one example of that, and that's the prices paid. And under the multiple award schedule, we had not been collecting the prices paid data. Well over $30 billion in sales, and the prices paid data at the order level. Very, very powerful to understand those buying behaviors and patterns and the actual prices paid, and increasingly by part number. Be very valuable for us to take that information and make better use of it to support our customers, to save them time and money.
Tom, may I ask a follow-up question around analytics? And it has to do with, are you looking to build that capacity internally in your organization? I'm just wondering if you're doing anything like that.
Yes, we very much want to build our capacity, very much. And you're finding it in the common acquisition platform. I keep mentioning that the prices paid. We've created a prices paid portal as a repository for this data. We want to have a contract e-library where these various enterprise contracts can be accessed. We talked about, Turbo FAR. Information proliferation and transparency, I mean, heightened customer expectations and community are the very things that's driving the new vision for FAST.
So, Tom, how has FAST deepened its strategic relationship and assistance with the U.S. Air Force?
The U.S. Air Force an agency that a military service that came forward to pledge their intended use of OASIS. And we're very pleased that they saw the value in OASIS and upfront pledged to make use of it. And in my mind, they did that for a variety of reasons. The Air Force can obviously speak for themselves, but they saw value, and I think they saw the value there, the thoughtful sourcing approach that was taken. They see the ease of use and the value that's going to come from using OASIS and the best practices OASIS represents. And I think they use that as a platform to reduce their own internal contract duplication.
What does the future hold for GSA's Federal Acquisition Service? We will ask its commissioner, Tom Sharp, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.